Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Dire Straits bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. So here's a question for you, folks. It's just you and me. I want to ask you a question. What is your business's annual training budget? You won't have to think long, will you? Probably because you probably don't have a training budget, right? Well, while you're... Let me point out that one of the important HR lessons that you and I should take from our big business cousins is about their commitment to training. Too many small businesses conduct training after a fashion, if at all. Think about it, folks. If you've ever worked for a big company, they don't leave anything to chance. They train you within an inch of your life. The good ones do, especially, and you and I need to spend more time on this. Historically, big companies have had an advantage in this area because they've had the resources to pay for structured training programs and to give their people the time away from their assignments to acquire training. But you and I have to get with the program and use the internet, because there are thousands of companies that are developing and distributing convenient and affordable online training programs that you can acquire in a wide range of fields without breaking your budget and with a minimum cost of lost production. And so, folks, please take advantage of this. Please, first you got to do this. You got to budget the money for the training. So budget $1,000 this year. Just do that. Just stick $1,000 in there. And spend it $89 at a pop for this online course, for that online course, for sales training, for social media, for whatever. But give your people some training, and it's amazing how it will help your company, that little bit of an investment. But it won't happen if you don't make it a commitment. Training is an excellent example today of how technology has leveled the playing field for small businesses, and you need to make it a priority. I need to do the same thing. We do this, but we need to do more of it. I'll admit it. So how are you going to come on that training budget I asked you about? If you got an answer yet? Yeah, still probably zero, isn't it? If you're having trouble with it, here's a good place to start. Here's a place to focus your attention. And I'm going to ask you with a question. Explain how your employee motivation strategy contributes to your company's success. It sounds like a trick question, right? Well, it only is if you don't know the best way for your business to be outrageously successful, and that is to help your employees to be successful in their individual assignments. So train them, give them the training, and help them to be successful in their individual assignments. And then recognize the progress. And if that means that you have to subordinate your own ego and personal recognition, do that. If it means that you have to admit to them, if you have to say to the group, you know what, one of the reasons we're successful is because what this team or what this individual is doing to the success that they had this last month really contributed to the success of our company. It's more important that your employees get the credit than it is for you to get the credit. Because remember Blasingame's first law of aggregation. Your employees' success in their assignments ultimately aggregate for and accrue to you, the owner. So think about that, folks. Train your people, help them to be successful in their job, and give them the credit. Recognize their accomplishments. If you want to have outrageous success, this is one of the keys to making that happen. Here's the next question. In two words or more, or actually two words or less, whichever one. However it works out, identify the key employees in a small business. Well, it is a trick question because the answer is everyone. Every employee is a key to success in your small business. Every member of a small business must, from the receptionist to the delivery truck, to the delivery guy, to the cost accountant, to the VP of sales and marketing, whatever, every member of your small business must be competent, versatile, and they must have a good attitude. Your company's ability to compete will be diminished by the same factor as the percentage of your team who don't fit this profile. If they're not competent, versatile, if they don't have a good attitude, then they are hurting your company. So here's what you got to do, folks. You got to train. You got to identify the keepers. You got to praise them when they do well. You got to help them when they don't do well. You got to equip them. You got to train them and pay them well and get rid of everybody else. Any questions? Now, what about acquisition and retention? Whether the unemployment rate is 0 or 10%, good people are always in demand. Find and keep the right people. Hire the people who fit the profile of what you need. Invest in their training and help them to be successful in their assignments. Make your company a great place to work by committing to this kind of a program, especially comprehensive training. We'll take a quick break. 29 after, Lee Branham is going to have something to say about this too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.